Good morning, Dr. Mitch.
Good Monday morning to you, sir.
Okay. Pet owners say their dogs and cats keep them happy and healthy, but science says that owning an animal could have one surprising drawback. What is this?
The drawback is difficulty sleeping, and any of you who have pets know that this was not a revelation. Printed in the journal Human-Animal Interactions, an interesting title for a journal, they basically looked at a database in the States, which is a general sampling of the population from 2005-2006, and they asked them questions, you know, how big you are, how trouble you have sleeping, do you have a pet, you know, this type of stuff. And they basically found that if you had a dog, you were more likely to report that you had trouble sleeping. Now, what they didn't ask them is, where's the dog sleeping? And we all know that if you have a pet sleeping with you in the bed, their body rhythm, life rhythm, circadian rhythm, their rhythm is not the same as your own. And so whereas you and your partner may slowly develop and adjust, and your body rhythms and sleep cycles and sleep rhythms will slowly adjust to each other, that's not necessarily the case with your dog. In the case of your cat, they found an increased incidence of leg jerks. These are spasms, leg cramps, rather, and leg jerks. They found spasms in the legs more often in cat owners. Now, what that really means, I don't know. But We do know that cats are nocturnal. And so maybe, you know, they're doing things in the middle of the night that you don't really want to know about, but that your body's reacting to. Bottom line, if you have a pet, it's in general good for your health. If you have a dog, you're more likely to be physically active and therefore walking the dog. We know that does you good. And we know in terms of emotional support and psychological support, nothing beats a dog or a cat who just looks up at you and beams in your face and you can do no wrong. Just realize that there are downsides. And amongst the downsides, there may be difficulty sleeping, depending upon how you manage your pet. Realize that if you have a cat and you're a woman who's either thinking of becoming pregnant at some point or could become pregnant, you should not be handling the cat litter, especially if this is a cat that has the opportunity to go outside. And there's always the risk of dander and all these other things triggering allergic reactions or coughing or sneezing, which you also have to be aware of. But by and large, if you weigh the pros and the cons, having a pet, if you already have one, is certainly much better for your health. And I'm sure we can figure out a way of dealing with the sleep.
I guess it's all about making that initial decision about whether or not the dog's going to sleep in bed with you, right?
And training the dog or cat properly, right? If the cat comes into the bed while you're asleep and kind of pounces on you and then disappears again, you may not realize it, but of course you're going to have trouble with your sleep. So it's a matter of training and, I guess, discipline and/or putting up with it.
Yeah, good luck with that is what I say. I mean, there's two dogs, two Boston Terriers. One sleeps in like a teenager till about 11 o'clock in the morning.
What a life.
And the other one, even when I'm on vacation, wants to eat at 4 a.m. And the one who likes to sleep, like they both start off at the bottom of the bed and it's all good, but you wake up in the middle of the night.
Yes, thank you.
And you've got a buggy-eyed dog with his head on the pillow, stare like 6 inches away from your face, like a.
How can you sleep, right?
Exactly.
But again, you know, you is this a line from the Bogey movie? You know, you pays your money and you takes your chances.
That's right.
They bring you so much joy and love on the other hand. You know, it's golly gosh.
Yeah, they do. It's a one way. It's sometimes it feels like a one way
relationship.
Yeah. You have a great day. Thank you.
You too. Bye bye.
That is Dr. Mitch Shulman.